hide, Casey says. So we all take cover behind different tombstones.
I don't want to die,
Marissa whimpers. Shh, I tell her. You're not gonna die.
And I really, really, really don't want to die in a graveyard. It would be so wrong to die in a graveyard.
Shh. I mean it, she whispers. It's like showing up early for your own death. I peek around the tombstone, and that's when I see that the beast is being chased by a man. A big man. One who's wearing a ball cap and carrying a shovel. So everyone peeks around their tombstone, watching the beast as it runs out of the new section toward the old. That thing is coming to get us, Billy says. Shh, I tell him, but it's too late. Marissa's totally freaking out. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, she pants like she's about to die. We watch the beast get closer and closer. My heart is beating like crazy, and my whole body feels tense and twitchy, like it's a fuse sparking and sputtering toward a bomb. And since the beast is coming straight for us, we finally quit looking and cower behind our tombstones and hold our breath. The footsteps get louder. Then there's heavy breathing. And all at once, there it is, right above us. The Beast.